This is the Composer's Datebook for March 24th. I'm John Burge. The 14th century BCE pharaoh, Akhenaten, is remembered for his radical abandonment of the multiple gods of Egypt in favor of just one, the sun god, Aten. Akhenaten's heresy ended with his death when traditional beliefs were quickly reestablished and Akhenaten's name literally chiseled out of Egyptian history. Sigmund Freud's Moses and Monotheism opined that Moses might have been a priest of Akhenaten. And Emanuel Velikovsky, a once popular but fanciful historian, suggested in his book, Oedipus and Akhenaten, that a garbled memory of Akhenaten's reign was the source of the Greek tragedy, Oedipus the King. The American composer Philip Glass credits both those authors among the inspirations for his opera Akhenaten, which premiered on today's date in 1984 at the Staatstheater in Stuttgart. In 1984, the Stuttgart Opera House was undergoing renovations, so the premiere was moved to a much smaller hall with a much smaller orchestra pit. Rather than scrimp on other instruments, Philip Glass simply made a virtue of necessity and omitted the entire violin section from his score. The role of Akhenaten is sung by a countertenor whose high voice provides a striking contrast to the low, dark timbre of Glass's violinless orchestration. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.